Intervju Radija Študent.
Ja, pozdravljeni, pozdravljene poslušalke, pozdravljeni poslušalci, pozdravljeni skanksteri, pozdravljene skanksterke. Danes imamo klele v studiju dva člana, in sicer dva člana dveh zasedb, ki danes igrata v Gali Hali na Metelkovi na dogodku imenovanem International Ska Circus. To bosta Robert Bucket Hingley iz The Toasters in Uroš Grahek iz Red 5 Point Star. Naj samo omenem, da poleg Toastersov in Red 5 Point Star bojo na tem dogodku igrali še kočevski sellout. Zdaj si pa za uvod v tale intervju poslušajmo komad od Toastersov in sicer East Side Beat. Ja, kot kažem, imamo neke tehnične probleme, tako da bomo kar začeli z temle intervjujem. Yeah, we'll start an interview. We have some technical problems. The old CDs aren't working properly. So, yeah, the first question would be, tonight is the night of International Ska Circus here in Ljubljana. Can you please introduce to us what the International Ska Circus is, what does it stand for, and so on?
International Ska Circus is a concert series that we've been running primarily in the United States in Las Vegas, but we've started doing them around the world. We've done one in Prague, we've done one in Istanbul, and tonight we're doing one in Ljubljana. So it's an international concert series that we move around the world. Tonight and tonight only at the Gala Hala.
And what's the role of this International Ska Circus?
It's basically to just bring together some international bands. A lot of people, when they think about ska music, they think about England and they think about the USA, but they don't really take into account the fact there's some great bands all over the world playing this music, and one of those tonight is going to be, of course, Red 5 Point Star from right here in Ljubljana.
Yeah, okay, and sell out. Okay, on the lack of the Toasters you guys were doing together, you had a few shows in Greece and one in Istanbul, Turkey. So, Uroš, how were those shows?
English, okay.
Oh yeah, we'll do a whole interview in English, yeah,
okay,
sorry.
No, well, actually, we had to cancel those shows because we got robbed in Slovakia. Actually, our camp has been broken in, so, and they've stole, among other stuff, money. They've stole also personal documents like passports, so we had to cancel shows all the way from Bosnia and Greece and Turkey and Bulgaria. So, but anyway, all the shows that we did with those were just awesome. You know, it's been fun playing with those guys, being on tour with them. So, yeah, really looking forward to for tonight.
So, how many dates were you guys playing together?
I'd say it was around 20, 25, let's say 23.
Okay. So yeah, a question for Bucket or Robert, I don't know how to call it. Yeah, you decided to take Red 5 Point Star as a support group for your European tour, or for 20 dates, something like that, of your European tour. When did you decide that they are the right band you would want to share a stage with?
Well, it's kind of a Toasters tradition that when we do a European tour, we bring out a support band. And up to this point, it's been mostly American bands, bands like Westbound Train and Deal's Gone Bad. But we started to bring some European bands. We'd bought Baby Love and the Vandangos from Denmark. We'd bought the Fast Food Orchestra from Prague. And this time we decided to take these guys out of Ljubljana. We've known Andre from Gala Hala for years, and he's basically kept us up to speed with the band. So he suggested that he submit these guys to come out with us. So we liked the new CD, so we said, yeah, come on out. And we've been on the road for a month with them, and it's been a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of promo CDs from various bands while you're on tour.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many we get.
So, yeah, you can check a lot of bands. You also see a lot of live performances from those bands. Can you point out any other European bands that are good and deserve a lot more attention?
Well, there's some bands which to a certain extent are already quite broken out. I'd say in Hungary, Pannonia All-Star Ska Orchestra out of Hungary, that's a really fantastic band. And there's a really good band in France called Two Tone Club. But I'd say Red Five Point Star have a really good chance of doing something because they play a little bit of a different mix. I mean, there's some rockabilly and swing in there and some big band sound. So that's spreading the weight, and I think that could go out really well into countries, particularly in the East, where they like that kind of music a lot. That's the type of music they're listening to up in Russia, for example. Those guys are still stuck in the 60s up there, you know.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you're also head of the record label called Megalith, right?
Yeah.
Before that, you were running one of the most influential ska labels called Moon Ska Records. Which qualities a new and not yet signed band has to have to become a new band on your label's roster?
Well, when we look at bands, we don't just look at how well they can play or what kind of songs they write. It's also important for us to go see the band playing live and find out what kind of people they are, because in the long term, from a record label perspective, that you're never going to get anywhere irregardless of how good the band is and if they're not good people. So primarily, we look for bands to be good people as well as good musicians. It's very important for us. We like to put out records for our friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, before you were mentioning some European bands worth checking, but I was thinking, like, there's a lot of American ska bands touring Europe, but not so many European bands touring USA. What's your opinion on that?
The reason for that is because the spokes of the wheel emanate one way and the reverse is not true. I mean, the problem is in the USA that there's not very much exposure at all for the European bands, and Americans tend to think in a very insular way. It's very hard to get them interested in European bands, and then the American government makes it very, very difficult for musicians to get into the country. It's not like here in Europe where there are, no visa restrictions. In the USA, you have to prove what's called artistic merit, so they put a lot of obstacles in the way of foreign musicians. It's really very crap.
So what are the odds for Red 5 Point Star to go to USA? Do you think they have?
Well, we'll find a way to sneak him in. Let's just say that.
Okay. Yeah. Next year you have a 30th anniversary, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Any plans for that?
Well, I think we're going to release a record, which is going to be some kind of 30-year commemorative, and then we're just going to play a lot of shows. And what we'll try to do with a lot of those shows is try to dig out some of the older members, but also make them more festival-style events. So we're not really going to do anything different. We're just going to make the shows a little bit more special.
Okay. Another question about music business. Like, what has changed in the ska record label business since the times you started Moon Ska Records and nowadays that you're running Megalith?
Well, the main thing is that nobody buys music anymore, so you have to find a way to run a record label not selling any music. So that's kind of like a magic trick. But now, basically, we found some creative ways to do that, and it's more like partnerships these days. But the fact that the value of recorded music has been reduced to almost zero by downloading, you have to find a way to make that work for everybody. And the way that works is really to get together and have the record label now be as much a promoter and tour organizer as a source for putting out the music. Quite often, it's almost better for the bands to put out the records themselves and team up with the record label in a reverse deal for a kind of promotional deal. So it's completely different. The record business has been stood on its head. For me now, the most important component of anything is having bands play out live. It's all about that now.
Okay. Since speaking about live music, a question for you, Uroš. You were on a South African tour. You came home in March. You were there for the second time. Can you tell us more about that, this South African tour?
Well, a lot of potholes, a lot of danger. But, well, we did a tour that was 1.5 months long. We did around 30 shows. And most of the shows were like very fun to play, except we did a couple of shows in metal club, of course, that doesn't work for ska band. So yeah, we also did some festivals in South Africa. We actually decided to go back to South Africa because we found out the first time we were down there it's quite a good market to do a show as a ska band down there, and people liked it, so yeah.
So, could you notice any differences when comparing to last year's touring?
Yeah, the shows got bigger. We had more audiences. Almost all the shows were packed, you know. So, yeah, it was that. Because, like, if you're a European band or probably also a band from the United States, you can notice that the local newspapers, journalists and televisions and radios, they actually pay attention to the touring bands, and it's not just like a crappy journalist, you know, it's like a really proper one, like national newspapers and stuff like that. So it's quite a good commercial for a band, you know. And we did a couple of interviews for those big newspapers and people found out about us in South Africa, so
Okay, what are the differences comparing like South African shows to like shows you did on this tour with the Toasters?
Well, if I look at the point of view as a band member, the shows are actually the same, but the audience is slightly different. Like in South Africa, audience is very how do you put it? It's very energetic, you know. Because sometimes. But not like sometimes if you do a show here in Europe, but if you do it alone, you know, because it's hard to attract crowd as a small band, and sometimes, you know, people just get to stand on a show. They show up, but they just sometimes it happens to just stand. But like in South Africa, people are very they're sort of glad that you came down there and play a show for them, so they also appreciate it and show it to you by like really being sometimes even like I don't know, really it gets really crazy on the shows in South Africa. Yeah.
Okay, and what are your plans for the future, speaking of touring and recording?
Well, we spoke with Buck about some stuff. I'm not gonna reveal anything yet because it's not confirmed 100%, but yeah, that we're gonna do some exclusive shows here in Slovenia and just try to make some money to do a new record, to record a new record.
So. Do you have any new songs?
Yeah, we have some new songs, and we just released a live CD before we went to South Africa, so yeah. But yeah, we have some new songs. I think it's like half of our album's already done, so we need to do on the other half as well.
Okay, question for you, Bucket. You're like a lot of American bands mostly play, when touring Europe, they mostly play Western Europe, like Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, Scandinavia, UK. But you also play in Eastern countries. Can you name any differences between these gigs, and what about any other continents you've been?
Well, I think the reason most of the American bands play in Western Europe is it's a bit of a no-brainer because those gigs pay more money and they don't really have to do anything. They just run down the same old tracks. But the Toasters aren't really interested in doing that. We're more interested in digging up the countryside and laying down tracks. So we like to go out into places nobody else has played. On this tour, we played in Bosnia, but we also went all the way up to Lithuania and beyond. So it's important for me to go out and really expand the market. And out in the east where nobody plays, it's the same as what Euros was saying about South Africa. People out there are so excited that you actually made the effort to go out and play for them because nobody else does, that the shows there are great. So it's not all about making money on the road. Sometimes it's nice to go out and give something back to the fans in the scene, so that's why we do that. But you know, we get to play some really wacky places in South America. We played in Siberia, Irkutsk, which was very, very strange. It's almost like time stood still in 1955 there. But it's not all about, you know, just going out and playing in the big clubs and make money. You have to have a little fun and go do something different and go on the highways and byways in Cluj-Napoca, Romania, for example. Some Transylvanian ska, yeah.
Okay, I've heard you guys were playing, you were also playing together on stage and sharing some band members.
Yeah.
Please tell us more.
Well, I think it's the best if people just come up to the show tonight. I think it's the best way to see it. You know, I could tell you like a couple of our members played with them. They like, shared the stage, and a couple of members from Toasters performed with us on a stage. But it's all about experience that life. You know, that's it.
Okay, I guess that's it for this interview. Do you have anything to add? Do you want anything to tell to our listeners?
Yeah, if people are interested in what we're doing, they can come and visit www.toasters.org, or we're on Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff too. But the most important thing is get your ass down to a live show, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay, thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
V redu, drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, malo smo imeli prej tehničnih problemov, tako da se upravičujemo, tako da bomo zdaj samo en komad zavrteli za konc, upam, da ga ima tehnik pripravljenega in to bo komad od Red 5 Point Star iz Live at Turn Fest 2009 in sicer Girl from the Moon.
Intervju Radija Študent. Čist.